Welcome to another episode of the Baller Alert Show. I am Octavia, a.k.a. OCT.
Hey, it's the kid Ferrari Simmons.
And I'm your favorite Ethiopian Sue Solo. A little off, but I will take it. Welcome back to the Baller Alert Show. We appreciate you guys tuning in. And I think we probably should just get right into it, huh? Unless y'all want to talk about
these charges. We got to discuss these charges. Come on, break it down, Sue. Just in case you
missed it. All right, so I guess we're just going to go ahead and get into it, y'all. District Attorney Paul Howard of Atlanta, Georgia, said that he is charging the former officer, Garrett Rolfe, who actually shot Rayshard Brooks in the back in the Wendy's parking lot with 11 counts. One of them is felony murder. I know that aggravated assault is on there, criminal damage to property, and violations to his oath of office. You guys, this is pretty major.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot. It's an unfortunate circumstance, but I think these officers will think twice before they decide to try to kill someone who could be innocent or guilty. Killing them is not the issue. I mean, is the issue. It's the force, using these deadly force tactics. And I think it's all about their training, too.
Yes, for sure. And it's just like the message that Tamika Mallory posted on her page. She had on there, just like the police escorted the guy who killed all those people in that church to Burger King. They could have escorted that young man home, yep. Rayshard Brooks home.
Yeah, and that's why for me, it is difficult to sit here and say, you know, it's training. They need to be trained. We've seen countless times when they encounter white criminals that they know how to take people in without killing them. We have that's seen true. Them show restraint over and over again. So I think what it is, you know, police officers are able to sometimes use, you know, like discrepancy. Like if they see something, they can kind of gauge it out and see how they want to handle it. The thing is, black folk don't get the same opportunity as white folk when they're getting pulled over. I mean, we're seeing celebrities and just, you know, regular white folk on social media tweeting about what their encounters were like when they got pulled over for being drunk, you know, even if they were minors or people who, you know, all these other white people that had committed crimes that just got a slap on the wrist. And then when you compare them to what a black person's experience is, it's completely different. So, you know what? It's not the training. It's the fact that they are intimidated by black people. And that is what the basis of racial injustice is when it comes to systematic racism in America. They are afraid of black people. There's something about us that intimidates them. There is something about them that has the need for power. And I don't know what's going to happen. Like, you guys are obviously losing your power and they're showing out because they see that the world is changing. But I don't really know.
Well, I think
if these charges don't stick now, it's going to be a problem.
Nah, they should stick, because if they don't, it's going to be a lot going on out here in Atlanta.
For sure.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to piggyback off that for sure, because they posted up at that Wendy's every day for hours.
And they waiting. You know, everybody's waiting. But I will say, the reason I said training so is because I think they need to be taught that we are just like our Caucasian counterparts. We are non-threatening and we just have a different background. Of course, I think that they are fearful of us because we are naturally a little bit more aggressive than our Caucasian counterparts, but that doesn't mean that we are going to kill them. The crazy thing is, we actually are brought up to be fearful of the police, and that is crazy because they're supposed to protect and serve our neighborhoods, but when they come in our neighborhoods for some reason, they tend to kill us, and they tend to be extra physical with us when they arrest us. For it could be for minor things. If they feel any type of threat towards us, they tend to be extra physical. And I think, to me, it has to be some type of training that they need to go through. Because, and I understand your point, Sue. I was just saying, like, in the training part, like, they have to tell these people, like, and then to segue a little bit, I feel like African Americans were like a new species or something. because all these other things are just popping the fuck up.
Oh, they're we just came out.
Like, we just came out. Like, we're a new batch of race or something like that. So I do like how things are starting to unfold. But unfortunately, I do think the new police officers have to have some type of desensitized reform type of training.
For sure.
To dealing with us in our communities.
Well, you know, just like you said, we are brought up to fear the police as a white person is brought up to fear black people in general.
Facts.
And I was just watching this video of this white man who was going off on white people and just explaining the white privilege. And he said in that video, you know, whether white people admit it or not, they are raised to fear black people. When a black person comes around or you go into a black neighborhood, lock your doors, you know. So this is a taught behavior of, and just like for black people, it's a taught behavior too, because you know your parents always, you know, getting you prepared to how to deal with the police and you know how to act, and you know what I'm trying to say.
No, because listen, I remember my mom cleaned houses when I was a younger kid, and I would go with her to clean houses, and of course when we were cleaning houses, we'll be in rich Caucasian neighborhoods,
right?
And you know, I never forget, we parked on the side of the road one time and we were walking into the house with cleaning supplies. And one of the neighbors called the police on us.
Wow.
When the police got there, my mom had to call the owner. She showed that she had the keys to the house, but the police officer wouldn't leave until the owner came home.
Wow.
I was in eighth grade. And, you know, I'm from West Palm Beach. I think we saw a post on Ball Alert with somebody from Wellington. We were actually in Wellington, and that's a very nice area compared to where we were living in. And of course, my mom didn't drive the best car.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as soon as we were parked on the side of the street where the house was at, and we were walking up, neighbor called police, like, who are these black? And, you know, I had braids because I'm in eighth grade.
Right.
So I had braids in my hair, and I'm pretty sure they felt threatened. That's a perfect example of what you're trying to say.
Yes.
Well, we are definitely happy that nothing happened to you all, that you guys are safe, because far too often we know that it's the latter. We know that black people are targets no matter what they're doing. So it's time to see change. It's time to see reform. Do what we have to do to make our communities feel safe again. And honestly, speaking about change, who would have thought that your pancakes might be a problem? Who would have thought
that
your pancakes and your syrup might be a problem? Okay, shout out to a young lady, a singer actually, by the name of Kirby. She single-handedly got Aunt Jemima, the company that produces Aunt Jemima, Quaker Oats, to change the imaging and the name. She educated me on something I did not know.
Yes.
That Aunt Jemima really comes, it's inspired from a stereotype, obviously, Mammy.
Yeah. Mammy.
You know, and I just didn't realize how deep it went. Of course, it's like, we're looking at this imaging all the time, but I don't even think that as black people, we let that register. But the way that she pointed it out and explained it in her TikTok video, I guess word got back to Quaker Oats and they are changing the imaging.
For sure. After 131 years, the Aunt Jemima name and image will be scrubbed from syrup bottles, pancake mix packages, because they are based off of, like you said, racial stereotypes.
Guys, I have that downstairs in my kitchen. I use it.
So what are you
going to
do about it now?
To make pancakes.
Are you guys?
Well, first of all, I'm
going to
finish them pancakes.
I feel you. Are you going to continue to purchase Quaker Oats products? Because listen, it's 2020. They knew where that came from. Why did it take for a revolution for them to do that? And honestly, it's hella other pancake options. Like, come on, black folk. Don't be taking no apologies and putting money right back into their pockets. Because honestly, they don't really care. They just don't want to lose any money.
Oh, my God.
You know,
it hurt me, man. Go ahead.
I know it hurt.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, with all that's going on and how everybody is being forced to look at race in this light, I'm glad that these corporations are taking accountability now, you know, better late than never. Although, you know, what we're supposed to say, thank you for something that you should have been doing.
Exactly.
You know,
what you want to say? Oh yeah, we appreciate it. Nah, fuck y'all.
Right. But,
well, the way that we really stick it to them is don't spend no money on their products.
Mm-hmm. I know, man. Damn, I got the whole setup at the house too, y'all.
It's okay. You got a family. Y'all gonna run through it real quick. and then you're going to buy your other options.
Yeah,
that's
damn,
it. That's
man.
Nothing. Well, hours after Quaker Oats made that announcement.
Here go another one.
Here go another one. They're going to be changing the packaging for Uncle Ben's.
You know what? Before y'all even start, it's making sense. We got Aunt Jemima and then Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben.
Damn. I'm over here putting two and two together right now. Like, wow. They've really been slick trying us.
But you know what? I'm glad that all this stuff is coming to light. Now, my biggest question is, what about the Quaker? What about the man on the...
Quaker Oats.
Not the oatmeal, the cream of wheat. On the cream of wheat.
Hold on,
box.
Let me check that one out.
Oh,
hold
trust
on,
me.
I love saw... cream of wheat. Yeah. Chill out, y'all. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm looking at it right now.
No. I saw a meme on Instagram that said, you're next. And hey, we running down the line. Listen.
Who's next?
Who's next?
Go. Okay, listen, one at a time. We are not here
for
it anymore.
Wait a second, hold on, dog.
We value our money.
All right, now he looks okay, y'all. I'm looking at it, but I don't know. Now we got to research this. We got to research this, y'all.
Yeah. Child, the Ice Cube Truck song and
all that. Since 1893, y'all, it says on the box. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know what? I want to say to these companies, whoa, it's not enough for you to change the imaging and the name. I want to see you all get involved in the Black communities, whether it is monthly community service adventures
but
that
wait,
your employees
one
can get into, or financially contributing. Like, you guys, it's not enough to just
for
change
sure
the name. You got to prove that
wait,
you are so really down.
What's the other one?
What if the guy on the Quaker Oats, grits, and the oatmeal, what are the origins of him? He looks like, you know, he didn't
the
own
the owner, the plantation owner.
He looks like
owner.
He the plantation owner on that thing.
On
damn
the oatmeal box.
You making me looking at everything. I'm looking at the grits and the oatmeal.
What about Captain Crunch?
Who's next?
You got to.
Chill out, Sue. I mean,
right. No, for real.
Let me look at Captain
Crunch.
Oh,
no, I don't mess with Captain Crunch no more.
Just kidding.
Oh, hell no. He was one of the people driving the boat.
Let me see, Captain Crunch.
Don't nobody eat that sugar
I thought
ass
that was a
cereal
cartoon
no more anyway.
It is. I'm just talking.
Oh, you start making me sad, y'all.
Hey,
I'm
cartoons
to get sad
are not
listen
innocent.
But listen,
cartoons
all
are not
of
innocent
these packaging from cornflakes, these all stem from way, way like
facts
years ago. So you never know the mindset of these companies. They're all Europeanized and, you know, push that
exactly
upon us. And
right,
for them to unveil what, you know, stereotypes that they piggybacked off of to brand their product, I could see more companies coming forward.
Yes.
Who's next?
Who's next?
Go. We cannot continue to be shocked when these companies that come from the 1800s or whenever mm-hmm it was that they were born, that they're not racist. They absolutely are. But you know what? Speaking of something that is shocking, people are kind of tripping to Deja Harris's reaction. If you watch T.I. Family Hustle, the latest episode, then you got to see what Deja's reaction was back when T.I. revealed that he goes to the gynecologist with her to make sure that she is intact. Basically, to make sure his baby girl is not sexually active. So, obviously, we knew that she was embarrassed. You know, we knew that she deactivated her social media. She kind of went ghost for a little bit. But this was where we actually got to physically see her reaction. And some people feel like she might be a little harsh on T.I. because at one point she actually said that she'll be a better parent. You know, not to say that he is a bad parent, but she just felt like she would be a little more empathetic and respectful of her children's privacy. And I can understand that. I can relate. As a woman, I would be completely embarrassed, could not mm-hmm show my face if my father
told the
talked
world
about me like that, let alone on that platform.
You know, as a father of a teenager with, now I see when I wake up in the morning, I just realized about last month she got boobs now.
Mm.
And it bothers me a little bit. But I don't necessarily, and my teenager is actually super private. So she don't really like attention like that. So I can already imagine how of course, growing up being T.I.'s daughter and being on TV for everyone to judge you. So I can kind of, and teenagers, you know, once teenagers start becoming mature, and you guys are, you ladies are female, so you will know this more than me. Once you get like 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, you kind of over here like, hey, bro. Hey, Pops, you're not necessarily as cool as everybody think you are. Why are you talking about my business on TV, social media? You know what I'm saying? I think he could have left that private. That's my big dog. But hey, I think you could have left that alone.
That's true. And it's just like the old Kanye, piece of the old Kanye said in We Major from the Late Registration album.
Come on.
Feeling better than some head on a Sunday afternoon. Better than a chick that says yes too soon. Until you have a daughter, that's what I call karma. And you pray to God she don't grow breasts too soon.
Too soon, yeah. Yeah, well, my soon-to-be 17-year-old breasts are here. They're definitely here. And I don't like it.
The double standard has to stop. You know, I feel like we're in an age now where people who wanted to ignore or could not understand systematic racism or racism, period, are starting to open their eyes to it. And now I feel like we have other conversations to have, right? For centuries, since the beginning of time, men have always talked about women's bodies, what they should do, what they should look like, how they should be. And listen, it is not your place to talk about this young woman's body, no matter what stage she's in. I understand, you know, this may be your child, this may be a family member, a niece, but I promise you, there is not a single young woman in the world who is truly okay with her body being talked about. They're still trying to understand their body at that age themselves. So to have to go on social media and read all these comments and then also hear other men chiming in, oh yeah, I would do that with my daughter too. I mean, shoot, she better be a virgin. She too young. But then you turn around and you hear fathers having conversations with their kids about being baby daddies, or you have a situation like Lil Boosie where he went and got a woman to service his young kids and his nephews. Like, the double standard is so extreme, it just does not make sense. So please leave these young women alone. If they have a mother, let the mother deal with that. If they have aunts, let the aunt deal with that.
Yeah, certain things should be private, honestly.
You know, yeah. And if they don't have female figures in their life and you have to be that as a father, then I applaud you for being that. But please understand the boundaries and give her the respect to talk to her about what those boundaries may be, because don't assume that she'll be okay with it. Don't assume that these girls are okay.
Agreed.
And she was just mortified to even have a conversation about it with her dad. You know, that alone says a lot.
I'm pretty sure, like, the conversation at, if it was a more of a private conversation versus it going viral or whatever we called it. And it's just, you know, it's just embarrassing. You know, just as a kid, I can kind of,
I would see totally it. Be embarrassed.
Ooh. That's embarrassing. So,
yeah,
you know, I just as a father, you don't want to embarrass your kid. Mm-hmm. But at the same time,
right,
you know, we don't know what's going on. We kind of see bits and pieces.
Yep.
Well, we see majority of it. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. But
I mean, I couldn't imagine being a celebrity's child. Being a normal person is already enough. It's already a lot. So being a celebrity's child is completely different. So I guess we can go ahead and get into
especially
this. Yeah, right. Well, let's go ahead and get into this Rick Ross situation since we're talking about kids. So Brianna Camille and Miami rapper Rick Ross, they've been going back and forth in a custody battle regarding their two children. And keep in mind, she is currently pregnant. There's a third child on the way.
So they got two kids together and then she got pregnant with him from him to another
she
one. And they was his, not. Okay.
Well, listen, she is his former live-in girlfriend. You know, they were in a real relationship. And last month, Brianna actually said it was documented in court papers that she has no problem, you know, granting Ross any parenting time. Like, she wants him to have time with his kids. But she wants him to test negative for COVID-19 because she said that he's been traveling. And because of her current pregnancy, it means that she's at a higher risk of complications. Some people say she's tripping. Some people think he's tripping because he's saying that the virus is a non-factor. It doesn't matter. He thinks that she just wants to keep him from seeing his kids, where she's just like, listen, just take the test. If it says you're negative, right, you can come get them right now.
It just sounds like a mother protecting her kid.
Okay, guys, listen, you know what? I think it sounds like a pregnant lady being extra, number one. Number two, how the hell did you get pregnant anyway, okay? Was you worried about COVID-19 then?
What you mean?
Was you worried about COVID-19 then when y'all was not even together, you got pregnant, and then now you
How do you know they weren't together when she got pregnant?
Because they weren't.
How do you know?
Were they quarantining together?
I don't know. Do you know that?
We don't know. That's what I'm saying. And she wanted to take the test. He don't got COVID-19.
But you say that was his live-in girlfriend, right?
Yes, they lived together.
So they had to be quarantined
for the first two kids. I thought they only had one together.
No, they have two children. And
they've been shacking up, had breakup sex.
Pregnant with a third, and like she's all the way pregnant, Rari. It's not like she's got like 3 months.
Listen,
pregnant.
She got pregnant with the breakup sex. I'm letting y'all know she got pregnant with breakup sex.
Or she could have got pregnant at the beginning of 14. We're like almost 6 months in.
Listen, if that's the case, they got pregnant, okay, because they did it together. And the reality is, listen, COVID-19.
She's emotionally unstable because she's pregnant. Wow. I get it. And she wants him to take a COVID-19 test. Rick Ross, just take a test, bro. And just test negative and then go over there.
That's it. Because what if he actually has it? What if he's asymptomatic and the kids get it? Now what?
I'm gonna give you
Now everybody's gonna be like, oh, he should have took the test like the mama said. She's pregnant. She don't want her kids to get sick. She don't want the newborn.
She's pregnant and she's elevatedly emotionally extra.
And it sounds she said she's fair high to risk. Me. Sir. Take the damn test and go see your kid.
He don't want to take the test, man.
What are you gonna have to take the test? Listen, if he took the test when the conversation first came up, he would have been with his kids.
They
by
gotta
now.
Stick that thing all the way up your nose, man. That shit don't even look comfortable. It look like it hurts.
And you act like it's up your butt.
What's worse, that or getting your kids sick? Come on now, because y'all know he been traveling.
What's
you know
worse,
he been in the
taking
studio,
a COVID test or getting a colonoscopy?
I hope by the time it's time for me to take that, they have research. They have a new way of doing it where they just stick like something in my ear or some shit. Oh, man, dog, that's going to be the worst day of my life.
Well, I want to know, who do y'all think is tripping? Do you think Rick Ross is tripping for refusing to take a COVID-19 test? Or do you think Brianna Camille, his baby mama, is tripping for asking him to take one before seeing his kids?
I think Brianna Camille is tripping. Let me tell you why. Because I think deep down she knows Rick Ross does not have COVID-19 and she's just being extra. But I could
be
wrong.
How does anybody know that?
I think it's between them two. I think them two know. They know. Like, she knows, but I think she's just challenging him like, yo, you need to take the test. You've been going out and doing too much stuff.
What do you think, OCT?
I think we're giving this too much energy.
Okay, fine.
I'm just saying. Take the test, that's it.
That's it. Just take the test, sir. Like, don't try to make it seem like she's being evil. Just take the damn test. COVID is really out here, okay? I'm not saying it's as crazy as they're saying it is, but just don't risk putting the kids in harm's way. Even Ferrari Simmons got to change his clothes and take a shower when he get home before he can interact with
his
family.
I got to take all my clothes off and walk in the house, drawers on, and go straight to the shower.
See, just Rick ease your, no your woman's mind and take the test.
Okay. But see, that's not his woman, though. But
well, your baby mother, the mother of your child.
All right. Well, we're going to move on from that because clearly we're just giving that a little too much. Moving on, though, Netflix CEO and his wife donate $120 million to historically black colleges.
Well, I hope it doesn't go to, the top five colleges. I hope it goes to the ones that are bottom ranked because they definitely need the funds. I think number one is Spelman, I believe. Spelman is the number one HBCU in the country. I think the top five HBCUs are really well-funded for the most part. I hope that it goes towards... I hope it goes from the bottom up, if that makes sense.
Well, I can say that on Wednesday, Morehouse College announced it had received $40 million from Patty Quinlan, I believe is her name, and Reed Hastings. It is the largest single donation in Morehouse's 142-year history.
Oh, I have to interrupt y'all. It is a high school athlete, Mikey. He is a highly, highly recruited upcoming senior. and he's thinking about taking his talents to an HBCU. I think
that's how you bring it home.
Hello.
We actually talked about that on a previous episode of the Baller Alert Show.
I think that would be super dope if he does that.
Facts.
Yeah,
he's taking a chance on himself.
It forces the dollars to come to the HBCUs.
Yes. Because they will come.
Spend their money with us. Yeah, like,
imagine LeBron James doing 1 year in college at an HBCU.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Well, they also donated $40 million each to Spelman College and the UNSCF. And we're excited about that. I love to see this energy going to the Black communities. They feel that they were blessed to have a great education, and they wanted to share that with some members of the Black community. So it looks like they are looking to Morehouse, that is going to pay tuition for some people. There are going to be some graduates that get to walk away debt free. And I'm hoping that in the future they turn around and bring that some of that love back to the community as well.
Thanks.
Yes, ma'am.
OCQ, who's celebrating Juneteenth out here?
For sure. Speaking of Black love, Friday, Juneteenth is upon us, and just a few corporations that are recognizing this holiday as a holiday actually this year is Target, also Nike, Fifth Third Bank, Quicken Loans, Twitter, Square, Lyft, Adobe, the New York Times, Postmates, Google, just to name a few, and the NFL. The commissioner, Roger Goodell, boy, he just won't quit, boy. I noticed, you know, with all these companies that are finally recognizing Juneteenth as a paid national holiday, giving these people off, a lot of them are, I'm seeing that they're saying that the country is experiencing this sort of trauma right now. And it's not new, but...
it's not enough, but we'll take it.
In light of everything, we want to recognize Juneteenth. And it's just like...
okay, it's a trend, but let's see what they do moving forward. Let's see what they do moving forward.
I want some reparations. I think,
right.
Listen, y'all, I want reparations. I think every African-American person should get a $150,000 check.
That's nothing.
And I know, but this is just part one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, guys, just send out a real stimulus to the African-American community. You want us to figure out how to buy our own block back? Stimulate,
I think, reparations to the African-American community can look a few different ways. Black people should have lower interest rates on loans. We should be able to purchase homes at lower rates. Like, there should be financial relief in a lot of different things when it comes to the African-American community. Because if America wants to keep crying that they cannot afford to give us the reparations that we so desperately deserve, then help us out in other ways. Make other things accessible to us. But please know, them reparations are coming. We're going to keep demanding that. Okay?
Thanks.
Are you guys happy with the acknowledgement that Juneteenth is getting right now?
No, but I think it's a start. I think everything that's happening right now is a start.
Yep.
And I'm cool with that. Am I happy?
I think on Juneteenth, too, like...
that's our 4th of July.
But I feel like it should be recognized as such. Just like the Irish get their holiday on St. Patrick's Day. Just like...
oh, we're coming for ours. Don't even...
it's coming. I think
just
it's
like
coming.
Cinco de Mayo gets their day. You know, I feel like we should be, you know, Juneteenth should be established like that. And I feel like a lot of these, especially these corporations who are recognizing it, should do something in the Black community on this day.
I think it's coming.
Special.
I think it's coming. I think now corporations are paying attention. I think it's kind of like... worldwide, it's like, oh, wow, we're listening. We're sorry, we're listening. But yes, now they're actually listening. And so we need action. I don't even want to talk about the shit no more. Let's see the action. So
yes,
June,
for sure.
Juneteenth, cool. I'm telling y'all, man, each African-American should get $150,000 just for starters, just like how they doing Juneteenth and all that. Yeah, just send us all $150,000. We need that. Come on. Everybody should get $150,000. That's just a start. But
yes.
What do we
Juneteenth know? Is well on the
keep
way.
Keep your little punk ass 1200.
Juneteenth is well on the way, and make sure you keep right here, because Baller Bell is coming up next, right?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for In Case You Missed It. And now it's time for a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Baller Alert Show.
Message. I actually got this one this morning, y'all. This was hot off the press. I think it's funny, but you guys may not. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Dear Rari, I think my husband has a monthly period. Every month, he completely makes up an argument and storms out of the house. And I don't see him until the next day. What man creates an argument and leaves for 1 to 2 days and goes to his mama's house? And before y'all think say he's cheating, I have his location on his phone, so I know he's over there. Plus,
well, he go drop his phone off over there, then leave.
Plus, his mom is always in the middle of our arguments. What do I do about my man slash woman I live with? Wow.
Girl, his mama has a woman that she would rather her son be with. So when he leaves for those 1 or 2 days, that woman is at his mama house. And it, they got a whole little fake relationship situation going on to make his mama happy. His mama is in the shits.
Like I said, he gonna go over to his mama house, drop his phone off, and then go to where he really going to. Then he gonna come back, get his phone, then he gonna go back home.
Thanks. Yeah, Doc_SKK said he leave his phone at his mama house, pull up on him. That works every time.
Oh, so they agreed, right?
Yeah, Gutter Gang Shay said, well, she picking him up at his mama house, and he leaves his phone at his mama, so you can keep thinking he at his mama house.
I'm trying to tell you, yo.
Baby J once said either he's leaving his phone at his mom's house or his mom is the other bitch.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, this is a deep one. The motherfucking editor. Okay, that's the MFN editor. If a man is holding you emotionally hostage or if his emotions are taking up all your space of your relationship that you find yourself not even being able to emote your femininity because he's hoarding all emotional labor if he's hoarding all the emotional labor, then let him go. It's unsafe for your mental, and you deserve a grown man that uses his words, not a little girl man that treats his mother like the other woman. That yes. Shit is weird. Who has all that time? Wow. Mr. That was dope.
MFN editor. Okay, friend.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Rory, cool. What do you think? What's your advice?
I think his mom is in on it. I think he goes over there, he leaves the phone with his mom, and I think maybe even his mom is the person arguing back and forth with her while her son goes out and do his dirt and then come back.
Damn,
or don't come back. And then you as a woman, just letting your man leave for 2 days, 1 to 2 days. I wish I would leave my house. Girl, Tanisha changed the locks up in this thing. And she'd be like, that'd be the last time you leave this house. You can't come back type yeah. shit. And she yeah. says this happens often. So I ain't feeling that.
I would go with him over to the mama. Where we going? All right. All right. We can argue over there.
Yeah, she said she cooking tonight, right?
I'd be there, yeah. So, yeah, I think you need, y'all need to, I wouldn't even recommend counseling. I think y'all need to go ahead and go y'all separate ways because that's toxic, boo.
I agree. I ain't doing nothing.
And now it's time for a word from our sponsors.
Creep, creep.
And from his full time.
Creep, 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 creep.
And now it's time for common creeping.
Now, y'all know I never do stuff like this. I never really be in drama like this. But two people that I know, one I'm super cool with. It's like a brother to me. And the other one, I've been a part of his beginning part of his stages of him being an artist. So YK Osiris shoots his shot at YF and Lucci's ex-girlfriend. Okay?
Wow.
Reginae?
Uh-oh. Please play the audio.
Reginae, come on. Just give me a chance. I'm not like these other rappers. I'm gonna give you the world. Stop leaving me on red, baby. Please. I know you tired of the bull crap. Niggas doing dumb jump, but I'm not gonna do it. Your daddy gonna like me. I'm gonna give you the world, baby. Listen. And I'm smart. And I love God.
Okay. YF and Lucci comments, shot ain't nothing. It's a brick.
That's what YF and Lucci said?
Yes.
What is so wrong basically, with this man? YK Osiris. He's like possessive.
Which you know him and, they're talking now. I don't think that they're together.
YF and,
oh no, Reginae?
No. I don't think that they're talking like in their relationship. I think
they're
back cool. Yeah, they're back.
That's fine. They could be cool. He don't have nothing to do with her next relationship or the next person that wants to talk to her.
I think, yeah, YF and Lucci is just being protective of her. What do you think?
Nah.
No, I think the P word that you're looking for is possessive.
I mean, he is Jamaican.
It's a difference between protective and possessive. That man is flat out possessive.
Why he is island
boy, rude boy. Rude boy down.
He ain't looking out for her in that type of way.
Okay. I'm done.
But yo, we appreciate that comment creeping as messy as that was, Rory. Before we get out of here, Baller Nation, Rory, do you have a word for us?
Yeah, I'm about to pull it up.
All right. Before we get out of here, Baller Nation, I just want to say happy Juneteenth to everybody. Every black person, I hope you celebrate like it's 4th of July.
Yes, and I appreciate you guys tuning in to the Baller Alert Show podcast each and every week. We love you guys. Don't forget to follow us on social media. We love reading your comments, and we will be sharing some of your comments on next week's episodes for some of our hottest topics. So go on ahead and get those in. For sure.
Okay, I mean, my comments are quick, y'all. I don't really have too much more to say. I just have a couple of things to say.
All right, leave us with a word.
8 minutes, 46 seconds. 8 minutes, 46 seconds. That's how long the knee was on George Floyd's neck. So, I challenge anyone who's listening to this right now to do something for 8 minutes and 46 seconds and see how long that is. And then replay a knee being on your neck for that same length. Okay? Okay. Love y'all.
Baller alert! The dream is real!